How to Spot a Grandparent Scam, David Sparks, Ag Information Network. One of the more popular scams today is the grandparent scam. AARP spokesperson Sean Voxel says this is where scammers claim to be your grandchild who needs urgent help.
They will say your grandchild was in an accident or maybe in the hospital. They may even tell you your grandchild hurt someone and is now in jail. They'll ask you to send money right away, often through a money transfer or by purchasing gift cards and sharing the activation information on the back of the cards. Criminals have relied on this scam for many years, and the contact may come late at night. They oftentimes will scour your social media profile to learn more about you and offer just enough information to make sure the story is convincing. If you receive a phone call or message like this, you should stop the conversation immediately and call your grandchild or other family members to confirm they are safe.
If you or someone you know becomes a victim of this type of scam, Voxel says it's important to contact local authorities.
If you've experienced a phone scam or other fraud, file a police report. This could help with possible restitution opportunities. And don't just stay silent if you think an older loved one might be experiencing elder abuse. Contact your local adult protective services. The call is anonymous. Also, AARP Fraud Watch Network Helpline can help you if you've been scammed or connect you with other valuable resources.
AARP.org/AARP Live. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.